In discussing the Maisa of the Meraglim in this week's parsha, so I did some of my research in Parsha's Devarim, which was Mishnah Torah, goes back to the Chet HaMeraglim. So the pasuk says at the beginning of Devarim, Perek Aleph Pasuk Chaf Gimel, Vayitav. Moshe is saying, "Vayitav ve'ini adavar," and I gave my haskama to this pilgrimage to go into spy on Eretz Yisrael. "Va'ekach mikem shnei masar anashim ish echad l'shavet," and I took from you 12 men, each one nasi from each shavet. So Rashi says, "Vayitav ve'ini adavar," and I thought it was a good thing. So Rashi's medayik be'enai, I thought it was a good idea, but lo be'eni amakom. The Rebbeinu Shlom did not think it was a good idea. In fact, Rashi, so if Moshe thought it was a good idea, so why is he giving them tochacha on the Meraglim? What's he blaming them for? So Rashi answers, he gives a mashal. Somebody comes to purchase a mashal adam. He goes to his friend, "Sell me your chamar. I want to buy your donkey." So the seller says, "Okay, you can buy my donkey." So then the buyer says, "Can I give it a test drive? Can I go for a ride first, as you would if you're buying a car?" So the owner says, "Oh, hey, no problem." The buyer says, "Can I go up in the mountains and go down into the valleys?" Omar Elohim says, "Yeah, no problem." So, in a normal situation, Rashi says, when the buyer sees that the seller has no problem taking, sure, take it as long as you want. Go up in the mountains, go down the valleys, go on the highway, 85 miles per hour, down the freeway, no problem. Go take it as long as you want. Most buyers would say, "Okay, if you're ready to let me do that, I don't need to test it anymore." So, kach amar Moshe. This is what Moshe was thinking. That I told them all about Eretz Yisrael, and when they asked me, "Can I go?" "Yes." "Can I go and send people in to see?" "Yeah." And every time Moshe said yes, what he was expecting was that at the end of the day, Klal Yisrael is going to say, "Okay, if that's the case, we don't have to send anyone in to go look." We see Moshe is confident, he knows he's right. That's what Rashi says. Pshat Vayitav Ve'eni Adavar. And the Levusha Oren, the Mizrahi, he says another svar. Why they should have figured out on their own that Moshe wasn't happy, even though he said he was. Because he brings down, he didn't send anyone from his own shevet. Shari mi shevet Levi shu shevet sheli lo shalachti liyos miregel echarimayim. You should have seen that I wasn't sending anyone from my own shevet. You should have figured it out. So the Maisa, you know, it sounds like they're all svaras. It's not in stereo to each other. Both svaras are good svaras. Moshe intended for them to figure out that he wasn't happy with the suggestion. So, and had Moshe told them, and you see a lot of things from here, that he didn't want to tell them directly, they had to figure it out for themselves. That's probably a shmooze in itself. The person has to come to the decision on their own. But I think even more so we see that, you know, we get so involved in a project sometimes, and you have someone a Navi, Moshe Rabbeinu, who's giving you all of the Ramazan, all the Simanim, he's giving you the answer practically. But when you get too involved with the project, you get so blinded, they miss the boat. They seem like Pashut Svaras. You know, someone tells you this is the, you know, the joke is you don't eat. If you see what the host is eating. If the host is not eating certain foods, you know, maybe stay away from those foods and see what the host is eating, and then you see maybe it's good. If the chef is not eating the food, it sounds like a pashut thing. Moshe Rabbeinu himself is not sending someone from his shevet. Why not? So it's a musa to us when we get involved with projects. We can get so, I think it's such a good idea, we're so involved that we can't pull back anymore. Why is Mamish missed the boat? That's the first Nakuda. The second Nakuda is the Chizkuni on the same Pasuk. We're short on Chizkunis. Anyone's at a farm store for the yeshiva. The Chizkuni says, here we go. Shnei Masor Anashim. Pirish Rashi, Magid Shelo Haya Shevet Levi Imoim, Ayadei Shelo Haya Lo Chelik Ba'aretz, Kmo Shepirashti U'Parsha Shlach. Shevet Levi was not with them. Shelo Haya Shevet Levi Imoim, why? Shelo Haya Lo Chelik Ba'aretz. And as the reason why Shevet Levi did not go is because they did not have a chelik in Eretz Yisrael. So the Sif Sechamim brings down, he has a kasha. The fact that Shevet Levi wasn't amongst them was already written in Parsha Shlach. It says it beferish. It said beferish. All the Nesim of all the Shvatim, the Shevet Levi, lo haya besochem. Tzarachian. Why is it so to speak over here intimated that the reason why it says Shnei Masor Anashim to teach you that Magid lo haya Shevet Levi Moyen? It says Shnei Masor Badafka, so you should learn that Shevet Levi wasn't included. It said that already, beferish. In Parsha Shlach, I mean, I don't understand the kasha so much because I thought the whole thing was being repeated. I don't know the answer to that, but that's the kasha. And he answers, "There's a chiddush over here." Da'afilu be'etza lo hayu imayim. Sisachan answers that even be'etza, even on the consulting end, when they spoke to Shevet Levi. They didn't, of course, we know they didn't go, but they weren't even involved on the Eitzah level. Because Mestama, all the Nesiim were one big, group, and they consulted with each other. So Shevet Levi, not only didn't they go, but they weren't even Imohem the Eitzah. They weren't even involved in counseling. They didn't support the idea. So the kasha is, why should they support this idea? I mean, obviously they had negiah. The Meraglim had, this whole thing came about because of a negiah, because they were going into Eretz Yisrael and they wanted better land. Shevet Levi didn't have the negiah to go. And I assume without the negiah, they would have realized that all of the svaras, why they shouldn't be doing this. The svaras why you know, because Moshe Rabbeinu didn't, you know, wasn't asking them to go, and as far as that, if Moshe Rabbeinu was suggesting that they go, so it's Moshe with the buyer and the seller. You don't, if you have the buyer and the seller, so he's ready to go, so you don't need to do it anymore. The guy's ready to let you, you know, give you a test drive, take it wherever you want, take it for a week, no problem, it's guaranteed. So you're not as concerned anymore. So what would be the havamina that they would be more in be'etzah? Now, they weren't going because they didn't have the negiah. They didn't have the negiah to go because they're not getting chelek b'nachla. Some of they also realized that it was wrong to go. The haraya, they weren't in more in be'etzah. Now, they didn't support the idea because they understood that it was wrong. But it seems like what is the shvach? What is the praise that they didn't support the idea on the counseling end, on the consulting end? I mean, it's pashut. You send Meraglav, the Moshe Rabbeinu from the Ribbono Shel Olam told you you're taking into Eretz Yisrael and you're going to go see if the Ribbono Shel Olam is right, if it's really good, maybe you don't want to go. I mean, the whole thing sounded, it's a Ched Meraglav, the greatest Chatorim in Klal Yisrael. So you think they can figure it out. Oh my, they have a Negiah. Okay, you have a Negiah sometimes, that's the Shmuz by the Meraglav, but the Shevet Levi did not have the Negiah. So you want to say that they didn't go, they didn't have the negiah, so they didn't go. What's the shvach that they should lo chayim on the eitzah? So Lamai, I think we see a insight into over here into peer pressure. Well, I said everyone's going. There would have been some mitzia for them to support the idea that everyone's doing it, despite the fact that they don't hold of it. But everyone's doing it, so everyone's doing something. Everyone's doing something. It's very hard to resist the influence, the hashpah that we're going, and this excitement, this enthusiasm. Everybody wants to do it. But even on something that they held was wrong. I mean, it's the stomach they held that was wrong. They had no negias to do it. Yet there would have been a havamina for them to support the idea. The chorib, the only havamina I could think of is that since everyone's doing it, they're going to be mushka by everyone doing it, even though they didn't have the negias that they had. So how much we have to realize of how influenced we are by the people around us, even though there are things going on that we know are wrong. In the outside world, there are so many things going on. We know they're wrong. But when everyone's doing something, everyone's doing it, so a little bit goes in our head, it can't be that wrong. Everyone's doing it, we're influenced by it. Even though if we would stop and think, we would realize. And the Meister Shevet Levi did stop and think about it. They were able to get past this Nisayan. But it was a Nisayan. Because Magid Shvachem, they're giving Shvach to Shevet Levi, that they were not Imoim Be'etzer. So, just to chazer over, and the first shmuz, we see this idea that once we get caught up in something, we get caught up, we could miss the boat. Here Moshe Rabbeinu was giving them the hints, the ramazim, you shouldn't do it. I let you give a test drive, and let you go on any highway you want, up, down, as fast as you want. They didn't chop. And Moshe Rabbeinu wasn't sending his own shevet. That they should have picked up from that, you shouldn't do it. Okay, it's kasha, why Moshe Rabbeinu didn't tell them directly not to do it? It was so terrible. I don't know if it's kasha on the shmuz. It's not a kasha. But we have the ability to miss the boat on such a major thing, and when the greatest chatoim in Klal Yisrael, we could miss the boat once we ourselves get involved in a project. Sometimes hard to pull back, hard to see the major hints that were given along the way. And secondly, we see in the second shmuz that even on things that we don't have a negiya for, and we think we're clear, and we see it straight, we're still susceptible. Even us, who have gotten past the first step, we see the light, we see what's right, and we think we're secure, now we're protected. Ah, we're in the Dalet Kosli Beis Medrash. We don't have those nisyonos, the chatorim outside that they're doing. They're inside the Beis Medrash, but just the fact that knowing that what they're doing could also be an influence on us. To the extent that it was considered a shvach that Shevet Levi didn't support what Shohochimon Be'etzah.